The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a bright, beautiful, sunny Tuesday afternoon here in the city of Margate.
Or morning, wherever you happen to be sitting.
And I'm joined here with Janet Cimarelli, who is sitting in her palatial office here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And we're looking forward to a great show today with a very, very special guest. I want to remind our listeners that next Tuesday, which is January 2nd, we will be having our grand opening. Actually, it's a third next Tuesday, and the ribbon cutting will take place at 1 o'clock. So we invite all of our listeners, all of our friends, all of our neighbors, and all of our long customers that have been shopping with me and Janet and the staff here at Save-A-Lot for many, many years. We encourage you to come in and take part of the grand opening celebration, which will start on the 2nd of January, which is a Tuesday, but the ribbon cutting will be on the, I'm a little confused, it's going to be on Tuesday the 3rd. We will be open on Monday, January 2nd, for the grand opening month, which will take place the entire month of January. And with that said, Janet, I'm going to turn it over to you to introduce our very special guest.
Okay, and it's a very special guest that both you and I go way, way back with. And I'm speaking about Dr. Herb Slavin of the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Hi, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin. Are you speaking to us from your office?
Hi, Al.
Okay. So what we have dragged you here to discuss, Dr. Slavin, is that fabulous trip to Las Vegas that you had not long ago. And you attended the A4M meeting, the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And always that A4M meeting has speakers that bring to attendees great, great information. So would you like to start with the person that you learned the most from at the Las Vegas A4M meeting?
Well, they always have a good selection of speakers. And then they have their keynote speakers. I had several of them, and I think the names will be familiar for some of them. For example, Dr. David Perlmutter was one of the keynote speakers.
Oh, he was there. Excellent.
And another person, you may not have heard of him, but excellent speaker, Dr. Michael Greger.
Okay.
Have you heard of him?
I have heard of him, and the reason that I've heard of him is because of your purchasing his book. And I know that he has been here in South Florida presenting his information. I get his email every day. So let's start with Dr. David Perlmutter. What did he have to say?
Well, his background, he's a neurologist, but his topics of late deal primarily with the microbiome and how the health of your digestive tract is so important to the health of your neurological system, you know, where he shows you improve the friendly bacteria in your digestive tract and you prevent or reverse a lot of neurological illnesses. But he also brought out some interesting observations. And we were talking about obesity in this country. And he showed a map of the entire country, and he showed which states are obese, and it would correspond with the amount of antibiotic use, because he points out that, you know, or reminds everybody, antibiotics are fed to livestock to fatten them up. And when you consume antibiotics, that may be a contributing factor in your weight problems. But then he made another important point, that glyphosate is an antibiotic.
Wow.
And that may be another contributing factor to the weight problem that we see in this country.
So just a reminder to the people who may be tuned in and not necessarily remembering what glyphosate is. Glyphosate is a content within the Roundup, and it is used as an antibiotic. So it's really interesting to me that a pesticide herbicide formula is derived from an antibiotic. That's amazing information.
Well, I don't know if I would say it. I would say it the reverse, that in order to kill the or do its job, to kill the weeds that interfere with the growth of the desired plants, you know, it's an antibiotic means against life. So, you know, it falls into that category. Maybe people would, if they think of that, what the word antibiotic really means, they might think twice about the overuse of antibiotics that we see in this country.
I think that statement certainly is a critically important one for people to understand, that against life, antibiotic. Very important for people to have that in their minds when they think, oh, I'm coming down with the sniffles. I probably should run to the doctor and get an antibiotic. Maybe they will think twice. And I think certainly the listeners to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour very much keep in mind that unless they are in dire circumstances with a specific bacterial infection, they certainly do want to stay away from antibiotics. Dr. Slavin, do you have many people coming to your office and asking you for a prescription for antibiotics?
Well, I would say not as many as the regular physician, because I think our, well, the listeners to this radio station and the patients that come to the office, you know, have been made aware about the overuse and abuse of antibiotics. And I like to change the mindset of people, because I think when someone gets sick, right away they ask themselves, what can I take to get better? But before you ask that question, you should ask the question, what did I do that allowed me to get sick? You see, if people would ask that question, I think they could would do a lot better in treating their own bodies.
Well, they need the kind of information that you have been able to bring to your patients for years and years and years. And I think also a critically important part of what you're able to bring to your patients are all of the different educational seminars that you attend, A4M among them. And certainly listening to Dr. Perlmutter and talking about obesity and the relationship state by state of antibiotic use, and then thinking about the whole profile of unnecessary antibiotic use by humans, and the fact that we are overwhelmed with antibiotics in our livestock feed. So not only in the cattle industry where they're given antibiotics in their feed, but poultry and farm-raised fish, all of those different categories of animal husbandry actually do rely on antibiotics as a means of overcoming problems that are associated with overcrowding, poor hygiene, and essentially poor feed. So the feed is meant to fatten up the animals and bring them to market as quickly as possible. I just think the connection with the antibiotic use and the interference with the optimal microbiome being connected to obesity is very interesting. What else did Dr. Perlmutter have to say in that regard?
Well, you can't overstress that, overemphasize that point. But I want to point out that 80% of the antibiotic used in this country are given to livestock, not to humans. We get it indirectly. So, And that may be part of the reason why, and we sort of shift over to what Dr. Michael Greger was saying. You know, he's really a major proponent for being a vegetarian. I know you have your issues with that, but maybe part of the problem with being a one who consumes a lot of flesh could be exposure to the antibiotics. So we can agree maybe that it's not about eating, meat or poultry. It's about finding those foods that haven't been contaminated with antibiotics and other hormones.
And that certainly is part of what Al Foreman is doing here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, providing high-quality organic foods and foods that have potentially been minimally processed, potentially unexposed, have never been exposed to the pesticides and the processing approaches that foods not categorized as organic would bring to the marketplace. So important for people to understand that quality food translates to quality good health. Okay, so Dr. Michael Greger is talking about the importance very much of greens and the importance of vegetarian. Is he talking also moving toward a vegan approach?
Oh, well, he didn't make a distinction between vegetarian and vegan.
Dr. Slavin, maybe when we come back from this break, we can make that distinction. That music means that we are about to have a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us today with a report about his A4M excursion, Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
This is Tatiana.
Good morning, Tatiana. I would love to have you introduce yourself to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition customers.
Well, my name is Tatiana, and I am one of the cashiers here, and I do speak Spanish if anyone needs any help. And I'm also on the floor to help anyone also.
I know that you have been acclimating yourself to the inventory at Save-A-Lot, and so if a Spanish-speaking customer came to see you, how would you greet them?
Well, I would say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And, show them what they're looking for pretty much. Ask them pretty much anything that they were needing.
Thank you.
If they're looking for beauty or my favorite brand, which is Alba.
and a little giggle there, too. So thanks so much for introducing yourself to our customers, Tatiana.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Margate, and we are located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And the shopping center that we're in is the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center with the Penn Dutch Supermarket. And it's a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, also known as 441. And as a reminder, our very, very special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin. And we were speaking about his experience at A4M, and we were speaking he was speaking about Dr. David Perlmutter. And we had the pleasure last week of interviewing a great voice and a lot of knowledge about the benefits of using the formulated probiotics from Dr. Perlmutter in the Garden of Life line of supplements. So for those people that are interested in improving their digestive health and overcoming the illnesses or the detrimental effects of taking an antibiotic in your digestive system, the formulated probiotics from Dr. David Perlmutter can go a long way in helping you feel a whole lot better. And now I'm going to turn it back to Janet so we can proceed with the rest of the interview.
And Janet's just going to add what you had to add to what you had to say, Al, that the Garden of Life doctor-formulated probiotics from Dr. Perlmutter are at jaw-droppingly low prices.
Oh, that's true, too.
Here at this Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So very thoughtful, very therapeutic probiotic formulas from Dr. Perlmutter are available here in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, Dr. Slavin, very interesting. We learned something already, that glyphosate is an antibiotic and that something that's meant to kill weeds, okay, it makes sense because antibiotic means against life. Now, we were talking, one of the other presenters was Dr. Michael Greger, and he has a book. Do you want to tell our listeners about the book that Dr. Greger has, as well as moving into the difference between a vegetarian and a vegan?
Well, the name of his book is How Not to Die. And the book... Really?
So, Dr. Michael Greger has a book, How Not to Die. That sounds like a book that pretty much everybody ought to have a copy of.
For sure.
Well, you know, I had a patient in the office today asking me, what can he do to reduce his risk of cancer, for example? Because everybody's looking for a quick fix. For reducing the risk of cancer. In other words, he was talking about immunotherapies and, what other treatments. And I said, well, it all has to start with changing your diet. I think that should be the message, at least for the new year anyway. Just think about making small changes.
Dr. Slavin, we have people that are shopping in the store right now that are having trouble hearing you. We have the sound volume way up in the store so people can listen to what you're saying. We can't hear you.
All right, I'm going to try a different phone.
Okay. So while Dr. Slavin's disconnecting and trying a different phone, Dr. Michael Greger came down here to South Florida last spring, and there were a group of people that meet on a pretty regular basis, not too far from Dr. Slavin's office on Commercial Boulevard at a community center there, and he taught the people how to put together a vegetarian meal that filled all of the requirements our bodies need from a meal. And he has lots and lots of information on supporting your good health so that you don't have to die, or you don't have to die too young. Dr. Slavin?
I'm back.
Okay, fabulous. And loud and clear.
Yeah. So with Dr. Michael Greger was in his book and in his lectures, which are very good, and let me just say, you can go to YouTube and type in his name, and you can listen to a lot of his lectures. He's a big proponent, and one of the of vegetarianism, and he didn't make a distinction between a vegetarian and a vegan. And I think somebody somewhere along the line who didn't want to be a true vegan changed the definition, because I didn't. So there really shouldn't be a distinction between the two. But my understanding, Janet, a vegetarian under that category, some people have dairy products, eggs, and maybe fish. Is that true?
I would say they might possibly include dairy products. Yes.
How about eggs?
Fish. Yes, eggs.
All right. And
not necessarily fish.
Okay, and a vegan leaves those out entirely.
Leaves those out entirely and eschews things that are animal products, like honey.
Okay, and honey is out too.
For a vegan.
Uh-huh, that's interesting.
Okay,
I guess you consider it to be an animal.
And would not necessarily use any kind of clothing, apparel that came from an animal.
All right. So I would guess that maybe most people that become, let's say, switch to a plant-based diet, because that was the terminology he was using. He wasn't even saying vegan or vegetarian. He was saying plant-based.
Okay, that makes very good sense. It's I understand his mindset.
So that, he's probably not saying you should avoid the meat, fish, or chicken, although he does say that it's important to cut back on it because many of the illnesses are associated with the amount of flesh food you consume. Flesh food, not to be confused with fresh food.
Very important.
One of the examples he gave were the Seventh-day Adventists in this country that live in Loma Linda, California. And he brought them up because they've been studied a lot because they are a very long-lived people. And, in fact, they live in a so-called blue zone. Blue zones, I guess, was a term coined to designate certain areas where people are very long lived. And in this area, they live on average over 10 years more than the average American population. But it's frequent to see people over 100 years of age. Now, a couple of things. The interesting observation is it's not that they don't get heart disease or cancer. They just get it, 10, 20 years later than the average person. So, they can get it, but they get it a lot later. They live a lot longer in a healthier state. But Dr. Greger was saying that's the key, a plant-based diet to living longer and living healthier. And, that didn't sit well with me because I know there are other components to living longer and healthier. And he didn't address it. So I'm going to, address it a little bit now. And this is true of the Seventh-day Adventists as well. You know, they consume a plant-based diet, which is true. But the other components to living longer and healthier is regular exercise and how you deal with stress. And I probably told this story on the radio before about a 95-year-old patient that I had, and I asked him, what's the secret to your longevity? Now, just let me preface this by saying he was not a vegetarian, and I couldn't say the amount of exercise he did on a regular basis, but his answer to that question was he didn't worry about anything. And I think that's a major area that we don't pay enough attention to, is the stress in our life and how we can control it. Stress is a major factor, because here's someone, 95 years old, he's really, you know, not doing all the other things that you hear about, plant-based diet, regular exercise, but he's managing stress in a healthy way.
Okay, Dr. Slavin, and when you speak to people and you acknowledge maybe from observing their blood tests with cortisol levels and adrenal function, insulin function, and so on, and you believe that those anomalies in their blood tests come because they are stressed, not necessarily because they are eating poorly, what do you have to say about making that leap from being a worrier, being a stressed individual, into no stress, no worries? How do you guide them?
I make that recommendation to the patients. By the way, you know, we do a test here that gives us a little insight into the amount of stress people are under. It's called MaxPro is the brand. MaxPro, it's a way of evaluating your autonomic nervous system function, which controls your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing, your digestion, all the things that go on in your body at a subconscious level, right? We don't really have control over our blood pressure, our breathing. It's done automatically, and that's what this test does, just to see how healthy it is. And I'll frequently see people that come back because it measures mental stress and physical stress, and they'll come back with excess amounts of stress, and they're not even aware of it. And I think that's part of the problem. People are not aware that they're living under a lot of stress. But when we test them, you see it's very common. But here was an interesting what do I tell people? I say only worry about things you have control over.
Okay. One of the things that I would say, and more people are having this brought into awareness, is the concept of mindfulness. And when we are mindful of our exposure to stress, we do have a little bit of ability to control it. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the All Organic Foods and Dr. Perlmutter Formulated Probiotics and with Mr. Al Foreman, our special guest today, Dr. Herb Slavin of the Institute of Advanced Medicine. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here in Janet's palatial office with Janet Cimarelli and our very, very special guest, Dr. Herb Slavin. And Dr. Slavin brought up an interesting point about stress. I think that especially at this time of the year, a lot of people are facing very stressful conditions, either because they are not happy in their present environment, they've lost a loved one, and it brings back fond memories of what they had in their mind of past years. They could have broken up a relationship at this time of the year. They may have lost a loved one in the family. Whatever reason, stress plays an important role in the health of most human beings today. And I think that the cortisol levels drive themselves up in the body when stress happens. And people that come in to see Janet on a regular basis often come in with these different stress factors in their body, and they're looking for ways to reduce the stress in an easy manner. Dr. Slavin brought up a good point about only deal or think about the things you have control over, which makes the most sense. However, there's some people that may not be able to do that, and they look for a supplement to help guide them or ease that tension that they're feeling when they're going through stressful situations. Janet's available today up until 5 o'clock, and I know that she could probably recommend several different supplements that we have here at Save-A-Lot that may help reduce the stress factor in the body to help guide them through a certain amount of time to help them get over that level and reduce the cortisol in their body. What are some of the things that you would recommend, Janet?
Well, very specifically to reduce cortisol, there are a number of different approaches. You can reduce cortisol with GABA. And just last week we spoke with Source Natural Educator talking about GABA Calm and Theanine Serene with Relora. So those are two baby step approaches to beginning to overcome that elevated cortisol level that has such potential damaging effect in your bodies. One of the things that Dr. Slavin does, he recommends that people test their red blood cell magnesium level. And magnesium is a very straightforward and important mineral to maintain in optimal levels to minimize the damage that may be done by elevated cortisol and a perpetuated state of worry and stress. Then one of the things that I think is so important for people to understand is stay away from sugar. What's something that's going to have a damaging impact immediately on your stress level, the physical effect of stress, and that's sugar. So if you're overdoing sugar, the damage is possible within your body, and you're able to see possibly your insulin levels are spiking, insulin being a damaging hormone. So you have the potential to be hurting your organs, and this is all within the realm of within the realm of your control. And certainly, Dr. Slavin, as you were mentioning, Dr. Michael Greger talking a plant-based diet. And I think that kind of takes the edge off, that if people hear, oh, a vegetarian or a vegan diet, they might feel like they have a little bit of pressure that they're not able to do that. But let's say that they significantly increase the number of plant foods in their diets and reduce the number of flesh foods in their diets, they're moving in the right direction. They're getting the benefit of the plants. Might Dr. Michael Greger have a little bit of agreement as that as a starting point?
Oh, I absolutely. I think you just have to move in that direction. You know, I'm not in touch with just how much meat and poultry that people consume or fish. You know, so I just think people probably would do better consuming less of it. You don't have to give it up entirely. But two things, consume less, but when you eat it, choose the healthiest version of it, which would be, you know, something that's, you know, grass-fed, eating their natural diet, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, you know, that type of food, because I think a lot of the problems spoken about in the context of eating flesh food might be from all the additives that they feed the animals, the unnatural things they feed the animals in order to increase their weight and make them grow faster. Those may be the real damaging part as opposed to eating animals that are raised in a natural environment.
Dr. Slavin, what about the concept that we are exposed to infectious microorganisms and those subclinical infectious status that might be pretty common among the population, might that contribute to stress, physical stress, emotional stress, psychological stress? How much might that impact the body?
I think it has a definite impact, and I'll give you a story about a patient. On the autonomic nervous system test, he was consistently coming up with high levels of physical stress. And no matter what we tried to do, you know, he was, you know, fairly healthy, eating properly, exercising. That physical stress came up. And I started testing every patient for the presence of infections in their body. We don't test for all of them. You really can't, because there are actually literally hundreds of different infections that we've been exposed to during our lives, and we develop antibodies, and you don't even know you're sick. But my feeling is that when you do get sick, in many cases it could be an activation of these infections that are already in your body, and the immune system just allows them to act up a little bit until it gets it under control. Now, if you're thinking that's far-fetched, I just remind everybody, think about all the commercials you see about shingles. Shingles is the herpes zoster virus lying dormant in your body from childhood when you had chickenpox. And then when your immune system weakens a little bit, it allows that virus to become active. And we're aware of it because you get that specific rash that is unique to shingles. So you're aware of it. When these other viruses activate, you know, you may be suffering from chronic fatigue. It may be a component of high blood pressure, heart disease. Many of these infections increase the risk of cancer. That's been, you know, shown over and over again. I think, you know, they have proof, for example, the hepatitis virus can cause liver cancer. The human papillomavirus can cause cervical cancer. The H. pylori can cause stomach cancer. I just don't think they've looked far enough into all the other potential infections in our body in the context of cancer and other illnesses. These infections may be associated with neurologic diseases like Parkinson's. And then, of course, let's not forget Lyme disease. You know, not everybody exposed to Lyme disease gets sick, but many do. And
And they call it the great imitator because the symptoms are so far, you know, so varied that it's hard to say that, aha, you have that symptom, it must be Lyme disease. Well, you can have a lot of different symptoms that could be attributed to many other illnesses. That's why Lyme disease is so difficult to diagnose. And I'll just go over the story about Chris Christopherson, who had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And several years later, one of his doctors thought about it and said, you know, we should test him for Lyme disease because Lyme disease can also create memory problems. And he tested positive, and when they started treating him, his memory started returning. So I think there's a big area, a big gap in the way healthcare is practiced when it comes to these subclinical infections, you know, that really don't put you in bed, but they just undermine how you feel. Now, back to that patient that had a high level of physical stress on the autonomic nervous system test, I decided to treat him with the ultraviolet blood treatment. And the ultraviolet blood treatment basically helps the body fight infections in the body, both directly and indirectly. Directly, the ultraviolet light kills the infection. Indirectly, it strengthens the immune system, so the body can also work to keep it under control. And after a treatment, that physical stress completely disappeared. So I think, in answer to your question, I think these infections that we harbor in our bodies can be a contributing factor to how we feel clearly, but we can measure it with the autonomic nervous system test.
But you're speaking, Dr. Slavin, about what you do in your practice. Most allopathic physicians do not treat the way you treat. And they reach for the prescription pad, and that's how, again, the diagnosis comes about, where other treatments can be utilized, as you pointed out, rather than resorting to pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, so we, you know, just repeat that there's no such thing as a drug deficiency. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, when you get sick, don't say, what do I take for my illness, which is what basically you're saying, what do I take for the symptoms? You need to ask the question, what did I do that allowed my body to get sick? Because we all know that given the proper circumstances, the body will heal itself unless you've done something to block that, your body's ability to heal.
Which is what most people do. They block the ability for the body to heal.
Because the pharmaceutical companies have done such a good job in indoctrinating everybody. Now, there's a book out. This is an important book for people to be aware of, called The Master Imitator. I think that's the name of it. And I'll check it. It just came out, and it's there's a preface by Cheryl Atkinson in there and by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, this is a well-researched, well-documented book, and basically it's showing how the drug companies, specifically this and the CDC, specifically, accepted the findings of these researchers that, by the way, are paid by them to do the research. So naturally, you get back the information you want. In other words, they knew that these vaccines can cause autism, but they accepted the research that shows that it didn't cause autism. Well, they manipulated the research in order to show that it didn't cause autism, because that's one of the big concerns about all these vaccines. How is it affecting the growth of the people receiving them? You know, mostly these are, you know, children, and we've seen a big rise in it. And the master manipulator, that's the name. So so here it's well documented now that you've heard in this political season about fake news. Well, here's fake science. And I know we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you an example about fake science and how you can do a study to show that having sex does not cause pregnancy.
Now, there's an interesting perspective to have, and I just want to add into this connection of vaccines with autism. How about flu vaccines and development of dementia, possibly Alzheimer's disease in older Americans, that they're not able to handle exposure to those vaccines. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us by phone, Dr. Herb Slavin at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Stay tuned, more to come. Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available 6 days a week at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And sitting beside me here at the office in Save-A-Lot is Janet Cimarelli, and our very special guest speaking to us by phone from his office is Dr. Herb Slavin. And he brought up a point about a book that he feels people should be looking to read, The Master Manipulator. And I know he's now going to share with us something he called fake science. I'm looking forward to hearing all about that. Dr. Slavin?
Well, as you know, over the years, we've talked about these studies that come out. You know, for every study that's pro, and let's just talk about nutrition, you can find a study that's anti-nutrition. They say, you know, nutrition does, you know, taking supplements doesn't do anything, and then you can find a study that says just the opposite. So one of them has to be fake, right?
And obviously.
So how do they do? Yeah. How do they do that? And I think coming out of this political season, when you see all these reports coming out, who did this and who did that, you know, nobody is interested in the truth anymore. They're just interested in their own agenda. And the book, The Master Manipulator, exposes what was going on. Now, being a physician for over 30 years, you know, when you come out of your training, you're really gung-ho to prescribe medications because you really want to get people better. And then, you know, the drug reps tell you how great the medication is, and when you use it, you don't get the same results. And then, you, at least in my case, you start looking for alternatives to those treatments because, you know, they're not, you know, the results are not satisfactory. And you find out when you start going back to the basics, you know, exercise, you know, like the Seventh-day Adventists, exercise, stress management, and better diets, you get better results. The American public needs to realize that's where they have to start. So let's go back. Before I get into the study that shows that having sex doesn't cause pregnancy, I want to go back to all the studies that associate high cholesterol levels with heart disease. And they did the same thing there. You know, so they looked at all the people that had,
heart disease. And what they actually found out was half of them had high cholesterol and the other half didn't. Well, that didn't support their thesis that lowering cholesterol is going to make an improvement in these people. So they subtracted the people with normal cholesterol levels from the study. So now they just showed that people with high cholesterol had a higher incidence of heart disease. Well, they did the same. Well, you could do the same thing with the pregnancy study. Let's say you got, 250 couples, 500 people having sex, and you follow them for, say, 5 years. And, 50 of the couples, they got pregnant. So you take them out of the study. So you're left with only the people that were having sex and didn't get pregnant. And that's what they report. So having sex did not cause pregnancy. And they do that all the time. Now, if you want to look at the autism studies, they get around that in many ways. They subtract the kids that became autistic from the study. So now they report only the ones that didn't after vaccines. Or another way they do it is they do the study on children who are in the younger age group. Usually the diagnosis of autism doesn't happen until 2 or 3 years of age. So they do the study on children under the age of two. So, you can make that statement, but it's not going to be accurate. So they do this all the time. And that's why we see all these drugs on the market with all the claims being made, because the science has been manipulated and nobody's holding anybody accountable for the results. You're taking drugs for so long and you don't see a benefit. And they still manipulate that science too to show that there's a benefit. Or when they talk about a decline in the rates of cancer, it's not because they're curing more people with cancer, it's because they're diagnosing more people with it. So now you've got a larger number, so that the death rate remains the same, but you can say that the number of deaths remain the same, but the death rate goes down because you put more people into the cancer pool. So these statistics are manipulated a lot. So and people, want that because it's easy. Oh, I can take this drug. I don't have to take care of myself. The drug will do everything for me. And as long as you're following that way of thinking, you're not going to do as well until you start paying attention to your body and treating it better.
Well, that's where Janet Cimarelli comes in, because a lot of people that have visited with her over the past 20 years or so have found great results in forming a plan that they can work with in a very efficient manner. And Janet's a coach that helps people get through those difficult times in determining what is best for them. And the other point that I've often heard from people that have visited Janet is that she doesn't pile a ton of supplements on people. She takes them slowly, one at a time, and see how they react in the body and what effect it has in the body. And people have to understand that with supplements, it may take a month, 2 months, or 3 months till it really gets into the bloodstream and performs the duties that it's supposed to perform in the body. Janet's available today until 5 o'clock. And I know that in your office, Dr. Slavin, you also do blood testing, or the office beside you to do blood testing, which plays an important role in how people can be diagnosed as to what some of the problems are that they're facing.
Well, the importance of testing, unlike what mainstream doctors do, their tests are just to see whether you're sick enough either to take a drug or to go in a hospital. The tests we do give you the feedback necessary to evaluate how you're treating your body. For example, is your insulin level too high, or is your average blood sugar too high, or do you have a lot of elevated inflammatory markers? Because that's going to give you the feedback to say, I have to do a better job with my diet primarily. But again, there are, supplements that could be helpful here too. It's not about drugs, and it's kind of information that empowers the individual to take better care of themselves, as opposed to empowering the drug companies to sell more drugs.
Well, I think one of the key points that you practice and you're practicing right now is anti-aging. And what you try to do is help people live a better, wholesome life by not using pharmaceuticals rather than using pharmaceuticals. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the reason is, if you a drug is merely a treatment for a symptom, and it ignores entirely the underlying cause of the problem. And until you address the underlying cause, you're really not going to get better. You're just fooling yourself into thinking, that the symptom's gone away, I must be healthy. And that would be true if you accomplish that, with a change in your lifestyle. But if you accomplish it with a drug, you're just kidding yourself. You can have a headache from a brain tumor. We can give you medicine to control the pain, the headache. But do you think that really got rid of the brain tumor? No. So you're doing the same thing on a smaller scale when you take drugs to treat your cholesterol or to treat high blood pressure or your blood sugar. 90% of diabetics are non-insulin dependent, meaning it's all caused by the improper diet, and it can be reversed if only the doctors were within that mindset. All they're doing, they wait. You can be on the road to adult onset diabetes because you have a high insulin level, but they never check that. They just wait for your blood sugar to go high, and then they give you a drug for that instead of telling you got to change your diet.
And if somebody wanted to schedule an appointment to visit with you, Dr. Slavin, to be checked by you and then maybe do a complete blood profile, the number that I have that I use for the last 20 years is 954-748-4991. That's 954-748-4991. And I know that the great staff at Dr. Slavin's office will be more than happy to put you in the right direction and schedule an appointment so people can come in and visit with you and find out what they need to do to improve their health. Janet?
And that music means we've run out of time on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest today has been Dr. Herb Slavin, bringing us up to date on some of the latest scientific information that he uses to improve the health of his patients. We are here every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.